American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox reports that President-elect Donald Trump announced two more additions to his White House staff today, promoting his campaign spokesman to the lead communications office. Trump announced that Stephen Chung would return to the White House as assistant to the president and director of communications. Chung previously served as communications director for the Trump-Vance campaign and was the White House director of strategic response in Trump's first term. Additionally, Trump confirmed that Sergio Gore will join the White House as director of the presidential personnel office. John Hart, Open the Book CEO, joined Washington Watch to show how the Biden-Harris administration's Department of Health and Human Services spent hundreds of millions on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
We found at HHS is that there are 294 employees just at HHS focused on advancing this DEI agenda.
Wait,
$40 million.
That's their sole focus, is 294 employees just to advance DEI.
Right. Again, this hyper-racial focus that has nothing to do with health.
He said all governmental agencies need to be analyzed to see if their programs are advancing the central mission of each agency. He said HHS needs to be focused on health outcomes.
And it's worth asking is, are the dollars we're spending on DEI employees doing anything to help make healthcare more affordable or accessible or transparent to low-income Americans? And I think the answer to that's probably no. It doesn't advance that primary focus.
He also said health equity was another focus of the HHS. According to the HHS website, the term equity means the consistent and systematic treatment of all people in a fair, just, and impartial manner. The site also said it includes people of color and others who have been historically underserved, under-resourced, marginalized, and adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequality. China is racing for a potential trade war with President-elect Trump's return to the White House. Here's Fox Business's Edward Lawrence.
Now, a small non-lethal weapons manufacturer for average people as well as police departments, an example of the Trump effect on business and China. Byrna Technologies formed 5 years ago. Now, it expanded production in China under the Biden-Harris administration. The CEO worried about a Harris administration burdensome regulations. The president-elect Trump, the CEO, ordered the company to move production out of China within the next 6 months. Now, Brian Gant says that his vendors are also moving back to the United States, and he has seen that announcement accelerates since the election of President-elect Donald Trump.
During his campaign, Trump promised to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. by imposing tariffs on imported goods. A California family advocate group reports voters have brought in a, quote, wave of pro-parental rights candidates to school board seats across California. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
California Family Council, or CFC, describes it as a, quote, overwhelming series of victories for families. CFC said in a press release that a coalition of parental rights groups are grateful that voters saw what is at stake. Greg Bird is vice president of California Family Council. He said in an interview with AFN that in California, the teachers union pretty much controls who is elected to school boards.
They're the ones that have been pushing these policies that say that kids can transition to a new gender and school employees and teachers are obligated to keep those transitioning kids that information from their parents. This has been a real big issue this past year.
He said CFC and many other family organizations have been pushing back and asking school districts to pass policies that require schools to simply notify parents if a child is starting to use a different name or pronoun at school.
Secrets are bad. Teachers should not be keeping secrets from parents. That's been our message. And this last election cycle, we had lots of folks run for school board against the union-backed candidates, and we are noticing a lot of them are winning.
Burns and his team has not been tracking them all, but they have a list of at least 32 school board election victories. Some of those school districts include Chino Valley Unified, Temecula Unified, and Capistrano Unified.
And they ran on the rights of parents to be the ultimate factor.
See more news at AFN.net.